Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria en Mbombela 20, Johannesburg 19. Direkteur van die Verenigde Nasies se vigsagentskap, Winnie Banyanyama, waarsku dat wêreldwye pogings om HIV vigs teen 2030 uit te wis van koers af is as gevolg van die verlies aan lewensreddende befondsing en ontwrigting van dienslewering. Met 8 miljoen mense wat met HIV in Suid-Afrika leef, het sy welvarende lande aangemoedig om op te tree. Sy het vroeë tekens van dalende kliniekbesoeke benadruk.
South Africa is in a better position. It already funds 80% of its own response. Prevention is where we are seeing a bigger gap. And then I met the minister and was very pleased to hear of the efforts being made to fill that gap.
Die minister van Gesondheid, Aaron Motsoaledi, sê omgewingsgesondheidsinspekteurs sal waterdrade en wintersiektes in die vloedgetuisterde Matata ondersoek. Matsoaledi waarsku die streek se reeds verswakte gesondheidsfasiliteite, insluitend lykshuise, is onder druk na die ramp. Hy het die belangrikheid van lykshoudings en die behoorlike voorbereiding van liggame vir families beklemtoon.
We will call environmental health inspectors to assess the situation and advise us accordingly. In a disaster situation like this, anything can happen. We've got lots of winter illnesses. That's what we are scared of the most.
Die minister van water en sanitasie, Pemi Majordina, sê die 30 miljoen rand opknapping van die rioolpompstasie in Rustenburg, die Noordwes, is daarop gemik om rioolstorting te beperk en sanitasie te verbeter. Die opgradeerde stelsel sal meer as die bestaande 235 huishoudings bedien. Majordina waarsku teen onwettige verbindings en beklemtoon dat die stelsel kan dit dat dit die stelsel kan laat instort.
Currently in the area we have 230 houses that are not yet connected to the main sewer line. They are doing illegal connections to the sewer and that might collapse the system. We have spoken to the community to say they must give us time through the municipality to ensure that they get connected.
En Amerikaners het landswyd die strate in gevaar vir No King's Day protesaksie teen Amerikaanse president Donald Trump. Dit val op die vieringe van die Amerikaanse weermag se 250ste bestaansjaar. Die betogings kom nadat Trump die National Guard in Los Angeles ontplooi het teen betogers verlede week. Meer op jackaroundfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emile Pinar, top story this hour, UNAIDS warn service disruption widen HIV prevention gap.
Good morning, Emil. How's it going, man?
Ah, good. Thanks to yourself.
Good. I can't say happy Father's Day to you, eh?
No, unfortunately not. But happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day. Listen, it is Father's Day today. It's a weekend breakfast here on Jack Rand FM. It's 3 minutes past seven. Luister ons, the goeie show. Kom ons doen it. Let's get into it. There's some script and Coldplay coming up here on Jack Rand FM. Happy Father's Day.
Jack Rand FM weekends be like...
Took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow on his life.